וידבר השם אל משה לאמור, דבר בני ישראל ויקחו לי תחומו מאז כל איש אשר יתבנו ליבוי תיקחו אס תרומוסי. בעצם, before we start the psuk, one of the bachim asked me a gewaldige ha'ore, so I'm sorry to be mechashiv, fratel shitas Rashi. The choyre parashish truma, this was asked to me by a bachim, ha'choshim Moshe Weiss, for the yeshiva. He asked that the choyre, very, it's a nice question, the choyre parashish truma, what's it doing over here exactly? You see the sequence of the parashiyos. The Chor Truma Tzitzave by Yaakov Pekuda. That was about building the Mishkan. But Moshe Rabbeinu, so we had the Maisa could ask the Mishpatim also about. But the Maisa went to Mishpatim, went to Truma Tzitzave. The Maisa Truma Tzitzave is about building a Mishkan, a Mikdash, which Rebetzim should be. Spoke about is the pshat that it was Mi-Sinai, and then Kadosh Baruch gave it to him at Sinai. So all the mitzvah given at Sinai, like Rashi said, the of Bahar, all the mitzvah given at Sinai. So we don't go through all the mitzvahs now, we go through some mishpatim that also needs beer. But that's because Ma Elo Mi-Sinai, Af Elo Mi-Sinai, we spoke last week, Shmuel. But here with Pashas Truma, this is a mitzvah building a Mishkan, a Mikdash. That's the Chor should be after the whole story of Kisisa. Moshe comes down, breaks, he goes up again, comes to Torah, he comes down, it's Mitzav on the Mishkan, so now we could talk about the din of the Mishkan. Why was it necessary to put in here before Moshe came down? According to Ramban, it could be what's talking after, but at least, why is it necessary that Torah had to speak here about the parish of Truma Tzav? The MS is a medrash of them, the Maisa of them is a medrash. There's a very big medrash in the beginning, that's not the beginning of Truma. The medrash says, the medrash says, V'yikhu li Truma, ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. Hashem, and he gave the Torah, so he gave everything, the Torah has everything in it, the medrash says. So the Medrash Rabbah. The Torah has everything in it. Says the Medrash, V'yichu li truma, ki lekach toiv nasati lochem, toirasi al ta'azoivu. So Rashi says, the Medrash says, someone's going to mekach, you don't know if it has zov, chesiv, the Torah has everything. It goes through different things that by other mekach they don't have, here you have everything. And then the Medrash goes on to say, V'yikhu li truma, V'yishcha mekach shemisha mochra nimkar imoy. There's a mekach where the person that sells the mekach goes with it. Oma kodesh baruch li Yisrael mochati lachem Torah kaviyochol nimkarti imo. When I gave you the Torah kaviyochol, I was sold with the Torah. Shenema yikhu li truma. It says v'yikhu li truma. Ki you took me. Yikuli, take for me. Moshe Lemelach, Shoyev Leibas Yechida. The king had one young daughter. Bo'echem and Amalochem, one of the other kings came and he took her, Unatala, Bikesh Leilech, okay, he took her for a wife. Bikesh Leilech Lo La'artzoi, they wanted to go move out. It's not so geshmak to be by the Shver too much. Stay for the Shever Brochas, it's time to pack out. See you later, Shver. Just send the checks. Anyway, Bikesh Leilech Lo La'artzoi L'Ishtoi, Amar Lo Bitish Natali Yechidasi. She's one. I only have one daughter. Lifrush Yimena Yochol. I can't part from her. Lo Yimel Chal Titlo Eni Yochol. I can tell you now she shouldn't be married. She shouldn't have a husband. Can't say that. Fishi Yishtecho. You have to tell. Elzu Toiv Asali Shekol Mokum Shatahoy Lo Kito En Echod Asali. Wherever you go, make me a little room. She'odur Etzlechem. Maybe a little room, the Shver comes, let's have a little room over there, nice room. She'odur etzachem, she'eni yochol aniyach, es biti kachom, akadosh bol, yisun, asadachem, toyer lefresh, v'eni yochol. Just to read the Medrash is good. We can leave now, but unbelievable Medrash. Well, the Maisa, that in one way answers the kasha, that the pshat is that it's not a din in Hilchus Mitzvah over here. It's a din in the Metzias of Torah, that if you take the Torah to Sinai, there has to be a place for the Bereshon, that's not the Mikdash, it goes together with the Torah. But we want to say another kenetra over here, Rabbi Yisrael. First of all, the first kasha, everybody asks the kasha, what's v'yikhuli truma, Rabbi said? V'yitnuli truma, what's the v'yikhuli truma? What's the v'yikhuli truma? Chosh v'yitnuli truma. So for the Al-Sheikh says pshat, that's it, those who learn Kiddush is very geshmak, that there's a din by Adam Choshuv, that when you give it, it's like, right, she gives to Adam Choshuv, the fact that he takes it, it's like she's getting. Right? She gets to Hanoh. So when you give to the Ben Shalom, it's like you're getting. There's no atnai in the scene of Beis Hamikdash, a special din. In the Poshup Shadis, he gives his heart. To understand, what's the Yidvenu Libo? Rashi says in Lashon Adov is Lashon Ratzon Tov, but we have to understand what is the in Tanai Musnah we have Yidvenu Libo Dafka by over here. And the third kasha is another kasha. Torah Akdoshah says that one of the things that they brought was the Avdei Shoyim, Avdei Meluyim, the beautiful stones. But the Maisa, they're listed at the end. As the Or HaChaim asked the kasha, why is the Avdei Shoyim Avdei listen after the call Yud Alf Minim? Umin Aroy Oyel Asadim Koydim Zahav HaKasa. Why is the Avdei Shoyim Avdei doing this at the end of all the different materials that they brought Zahav HaKasim? The Avdei Shoyim should have been first. Koydim Zahav Kiheim HaMa'ula Meham. The Chaim's kasha. And the last kasha, with many other kasha, but to go into, but the time doesn't allow us to go into so many kasha. But I want to talk about the Mishkan a little bit. Rabbi said, first of all, the name Mishkan needs beer. What's it called? The Mishkan. You know, the Gemara in Erevin Bey says Mikdash, Mishkan. It's interchangeable, those names. But Mikdash and Mishkan, we have to say the name Mishkan. Rabbi said, the Pshat is the Shem is Shoichain, dwells there. We want to understand the title Mishkan. And the last point, Rabbi, it was something we speak about. Like, we always like to get into it. We're into the Kruvim, Rabbi. I don't know why I'm into the Kruvim, but the Kruvim was something fascinating. Rabbi. But this year I want to discuss the Kruvim, Rabbi, a little bit. Rabbi, the Kruvim is so fascinating, Rabbi, the whole year Kruvim. We have different Mahalchim and why, what the meaning of the Kruvim. There's so many different Ramazim in the Kruvim, being the Mokum where HaKadosh Baruch speaks from. His voice emanates the Klal Yisrael from the Mokum Shebein HaKruvim. Why does the Torah emanate from that? We spoke different shmuzin about it. I heard there was beautiful vada last night about it also. But the Ma'aseh Sovish Odova, it has to be understood one thing. The Chazal Darshan Rabbi Yisrael, Pneim Ishal Ochiv, Pneim Ala Kapoiris. Say Chazal Zeh. When our Matzav with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'tikun, it's Pneim Ishal Ochiv. When our Matzav with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not B'tikun, then it's Pneim Ha'isha L'Kapayrus. So says the Chazal. So says the Gemara, Babasu. So the Maisa Be'etzim, Rabbi Yisai, the Shnei HaKruvim is so interesting, Rabbi Yisai. It represents us with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the Maisa, Azoivi, it's not the Pshat Ki'ilu, this to something that Shnei Kruvim is the Klal Yisrael, Shnei Kruvim is the, you know, Shnei Kruvim is the us with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we know the Gemara in Sukkah says in Daf Hey that Kiruvim is Kiruvya, is the face of the Tinoch. And we understand that the face of the Tinoch is necessary, Rabbi Yisai. It's necessary that our face is the face of a Tinoch. The face that represents Klal Yisrael is the face of a Tinoch. Because we have many Pshat in the Ramazim of that. The enthusiasm, as Shmuel Rozovsky says, the enthusiasm that when you, in order to have Torah, it has to be with enthusiasm. Makabel Torah, it can't be lackadaisical with no input. That Avad is one of the another remez in the crew, in the face of the crew, being a Tinok. We have to realize that the whole you sort of to understand Torah is not shayich. That it's only siyat deshmaya from the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we're like a Tinok. When we approach Torah, we approach the Kol Torah, we're a Tinok. With mamish, like the Chavos Halavos says, where the chokhmah of the human being ends, that's where starts chokhmah zaluk is. So that's all like a tinuk. That's mamish, and whatever we get in Torah, it's all haskara zalukim. It's all matana. It's all metzias and matanas from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. That's another in the baby. The in the baby is tohar belichet avad as in the baby. But what in the world is the pshat in the baby face of the Ribbono Shel Olam kavi yachol? The other side is the Ribbono Shel Olam, pashtus. The Gemara says, Ibtayim Ishal Achiv. As I think there's a moment, it's unbelievably solid here, Rabbi Yisrael. What's the pshat? Rabbi Yisrael, there's a moment, solid over here. The whole Yisrael of Mishkan, Rabbi Yisrael. V'osu li mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. Chazal Darshan, make for me a mikdash b'soichom, lois b'soicho, lois nema b'soichom, b'soichkel echa v'echa. The Yisoid of Mishkan Rabbeisai, the Yisoid of the ganze metzias of the Mishkan Rabbeisai, and it could very well be that's why the parash is over here. Because of Avad is a Yisoid of Mishkan and Mikdash that shayach to the parash of Kabbalah, is the Rambam, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the tachlis of a beis HaBechira, so says the Chinuch, is that we should rebuild a house where we can be makriv shom korbanoisov. It's a tachlis of a korbanoisov, to makriv, to mispalel, and the korbanos, which is an unbelievable koch of korbanos that goes up, is a gevaldik gezach. And the tefillah should be miskabel. But there's something much more oimek in the end of the Mishkan Rabbeisai, and that could be why it's in this parish over here. Because at Har Sinai Rabbeisai, chutz from the fact that we got the Torah Rabbeisai, we have to understand this is so, you saw it omuk. Chutz from the fact that we got the Torah, by Har Sinai, there was developed a relationship that's not shayach with the Shekhinah. At Har Sinai, we became Reyim Ahuvim with the Ribbono Shel Olam. We look at Har Sinai as the Mokoim of Torah, Rabbi Yisai. The Mokoim, the Mekor, Moshe Kibol Torah Misinai. Ma'ilu Misinai, last week's Shmuz. There's an Ander of Vort in Sinai, Rabbi Yisai. Sinai is the Mokoim where we became with the Ribbono Shel Olam Kireyim Ahuvim. Was that the Gemara Zogt in Tainis. By Har Sinai it was not nishnor a time that we received the Ribbono Shel Olam's will, Ratzon, what to do in this world, how to survive, how to be matzliach in this world. The Nesinas HaTorah was another thing. Ribbono Shel Olam gave over his most loved possession, and this was the expression. When he gave us the Torah, there was the greatest expression of the Reyim Ahuvim. In Zoyvi, he gave the Kala, the greatest present in the Cheder Yichud. That was the Torah. And the simon for that was, Lifresh Mimena in the Yochud, even after I gave it, Gilekach Toyim Nasati, Torosi Alta Zoyvi, the version was still. But this was the sign of the Ahava, the Nesina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us. Ki lekach toif nosati lachem. So the Yisoid of Har Sinai, Rabbi Yisai, was a tremendous kiskashrut with the Ribbono Shel Olam betoch reyim ahuvim, and that reyus, Rabbi Yisai, that reyus, the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to make sure that we understand that is the tafkin in itself of Har Sinai. That now, beforehand, whatever it was, with the relationship between the Ribbono Shel Olam and the rest of the world, but at Har Sinai, there was a new relationship between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Adam. That it could be that Adam Arishoy and Avraham Hunre were Makir Boiroy, But there was no metzias of reyus. The chiddush of reyus was the schadish of Sinai. And that chiddush of reyus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in order to mamshach the reyus, I need to have a bias. The bias represents a bias. Mamash Ashtub, where we're going to dwell biyachad, where you're going to be able to come into, I'm going to be able to dwell there. Oh, but that's only, as the Nefesh HaChaim says, it's only as the dogma to the union of the son to the circle that I want to really dwell inside of you. I want to be mamish reyus. And I believe that the sort of mishkon, the sati mishkon, is chutz for the form of shechina. It's shechinus. That Hashem wanted a shechinus with us. Azoivi shechinim toivim. He wanted to live biyachad, the shechinus. That's mishkon, Abayisa. Avad has to be mikdosh. It has to be holy, because we're dealing with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And it has to have all the features of holiness. But it's also shechinus, Abayisa. It's a matzav of shechinus. How does a person develop the Reim Ahuvim Rabbeis, the Reim Ahuvim Rabbeis that we know from Avdesla, the Yisoid Rabbeisai, the Yisoid of Ava is only based on the Sina Rabbeisai. The only way to come to Ava is the root of Hav, to give. Is a Melo of a Yikhuli Truma, called Nediv Lev. The Yisoid of Nediv Lev had to be a giving. That we had to, in order to establish the Mishkan, it had to be with a Nediv Lev, it had to be with a Nesina Tzuma, that total Nediv Lev. But I want to add a connection over there, up to the fat of Yikhu. What's fat of Yikhu, Rabbi Yisai? There's a famous word they say over. Rachel and Leah, Rabbi Yisai. Rachel gives the Simonim to Leah. One of the most greatest mysterious nefesh in the history of the Welt. When Rachel gives over the Simon to Leah, she was not only gave over, she didn't know what was going to happen afterwards, she gave over the one that she felt was going to be her husband, everything, but as we know, and we know the schar she got, yesh schar lefulaseh, hushom avodim, Rachel's tears is the only ones going to bring back Klal Yisrael for that great maisa. Later on, the parasha, later on, Rachel sees Leah coming with Dudoyim. And she says, can I have from Dudoyim? So Leah says something very strange. Hama'at kachtech as ishei. You took my husband. And you want to take also the Dudoyim and Leah. That's what she says, Rabbi Yisai. Hama'at kachtech as ishei. What? Leah forgot? So, Sforim, Bali Musa say, Agval de Gavor, Rabbi Yisai. There's sometimes people give in the Sina. And they make it known to you that they gave you that nesina. Oh boy, did they make it known. They lent you one time, mamish, they lent you milk. Just a small, not even a whole bottle. He came to that milk. Next day, he's waiting for all the favors. He had to get back, payback time. Can I borrow your axe? Can I borrow this? And then he says, listen, I'm kafui toiv, milk. Give him the milk. The guy feels that he makes you feel indebted, Rabbi Yisai. But there's a person that makes an asina, Rabbi Yisai, out of Ava, that makes you feel that it's yours. It's yours. It's yours for the taking. So she felt it was hers. It's hers. So that's the way Rachel gave it over. The Yichu Li Truma, that the Baruch, the Nativa slave should be in a way that the Baruch wants for the taking. Evil that belongs so much, it's not ours. That's the Ava that we believe. We love the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's your Ribbono Shel Olam, whatever we can do, v'yikhuli. And that's where the Miluim, the Ava, the Miluim, the Shoyim will ask. The Rachaim says, because they're in Israshel. They maybe waited till they brought it or they got it. They didn't work for it, it came to their doorstep. Whatever pshat you learned, Aruch Chaim, he answered the kash, but both are the same yisurid b'yisai. Felt in the nedivos, because since they didn't do it, this is my time, but the Aruch Chaim just says it came back around, but the pshat is, if the yisurid, the tachlis of the whole nesina, to establish the middle, had to be the ava on the spitz level, the yikhuli, that level that ke'il is not shayach to us, so it had to be the nedivos slave on the highest level. If a person delays on giving, there's a felt in the nedivos slave. If he gives b'achroina, even with all times, a person that has the deep lave, he gives right away, runs, what can I do? And the same thing if it came to their doorstep, the fact that it didn't come from their own working to get it, with their own avoider to get it, to give it away, and that's such a oifer, that's a different ahava, a different deepest lave. Oh, but the betziyas ha-mishkan was what's of ahava. And that was the schefts of the mishkan, the reyes. If you say, I want to mechadish the pshar, that the mitzias of the crew, the British of being the face of a baby, was kimayim ponim el ponim rabbisai. Was the British of in his kfayid of atzmai, whatever the dagger is, in order for us to understand that the mitzias is mamish kireyim ahuvim, memela, there's no difference. Say what you want, but there's no difference. The Baruch Shalom wants to show that he's a Reya, so he's going to be, and that's how we have to look on the Baruch Shalom. So it's going to be the same face, Rabbi Yisrael. It's going to be the exact same face. Combined upon him, upon him. At the Ava, when a person is higher than somebody else, Kavi Yochel sets a certain tone of, you look different on the person, you don't feel that Shechinus. The Baruch wanted to feel that the relationship with us is a shechinus of reyim ahuvim kireya. So Rashi in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, what a Rashi Rabbi said. The Gemara says that Hillel was asked to teach the Torah regal achas. Zok there Hillel gaire, right? Well, if the Hillel came to Shammai, he said, "I want you to teach me kol Torah kol regal achas." Shammai threw him away. He came to Hillel, Gairim. He was Megairim. Omaloi de Alecho Soni, Lechavich Olo Isavit. What you don't want done to you, don't to your friend. Zuhi Kol HaTayra Kula. Does the Ganze Tayra. Med Alecho Soni, Lechavich Olo Isavit. Push it. You have a friend, you don't do it. It's the push, you don't do something that you don't want to do to your friend. He's your friend, you don't do that. Fetrashi. What's pshat? This is kol ha-Torah kula. What's with Bein Olam HaChaveiroi? What's with Bein Olam HaMokoi? So Rashi, a pasuk is Reyacho Reyach Avicha Al Tazoif Zakorish Baruch Hu Al Tav and Al Tvorov Shrealecho Soni Shiyavo Vorecho Al Tvorov Shiyavo Chaveiroch Al Tvorecho. So since you don't want your friend to be over what you say, don't be over the Rebbeinu Shlom. Mayin Shmita. So Krashi, Apostle Gemishle, Reacho, Vereo, Vicho, Al Taza. Because Mamish, the Rea. And that we have to understand it on the level, Rabbi Yisrael. That we have to understand the Rebbeinu Shlom. We have to understand the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to be Magish, a Kiva to us. The Kiva, the Ava. The Ava. Was the state of Shir Ashirim, the Metzias of the Mishkan, Rotzuf Ava. That was its Metzias, Rotzuf, a Ritzuf of Ava. Yedder Zach in Mishkan was a Shechinus, was an Ava. And that's what Shechanti, Besuch, Kalecho, Ve'echo, the Reyes. It's not enough. The person didn't want to dwell on a Mishkan that we come there. It was just a, like the Chavnev Shechayim learns a dogma that from there we should know that the Bernishim's Mam is dwelling inside. There's a Shechinus, there's a Mishkan, there's a Shechinus inside of us, Rabbi. It's a miracle, Zach, Rabbi said, to feel the reyus of Hakashem, Rabbi said. The Shruas HaMelech boy, the whole sort of chur of, that's the God of the reyus, Rabbi said. We have to feel it, we have to realize the Bernard Shabbos Mamish, the Ava between us and Kodesh Baruch Hu, was nischadish by the Torah, was a reyus, Rabbi said. A reyus. And it's Kemayim Ponim El Ponim. The way we look on it as with our baby is the same face, the same face, Kavi Yochu, the reyus of Shnei Kruvin. Of Shnei Kruvim, the Baruch Shem looks on us with the face of a Kruv. Kruv Echami Kotzer Mizeri represents the Baruch Shem. But this is a Reya of Reya Chavich Rabbi Sa. The Baruch Shem wants to feel the Reyus Rabbi Sa. Avada Mokum Hakadosh, and we have to know. But there's an Ava Atzuma Rabbi Sa, and that came with Matan Torah Rabbi Sa. B'Shas Matan Torah, B'Shas the Sinas HaTorah was Nischarish, a new Parsha. chutz from a parasha of tzivuyim, chutz from a parasha of kiyum ha-Torah, that we have to now follow the Torah. It was the scharash parasha of reyim ahuvim, that we became reyim ahuvim, Rabbi Yisai. Called loyme, it's after meyad, the Mishnah perek vav ve'ovah, it's called loyme, Torah mishma. The person learns Torah lishma, it's also, that's what Torah lishma, Rabbi Yisai, that's Torah l'shem Hashem, I want to know what he wants, I want to know his rotzen. It's the greatest son of Ava, when you want to mekayim, you want to know on the deepest level. The rotzen, our friends, in order to mekayim his rotzen, even the deepest diuk of what his rotzen is. I want to know his rotzen, the deepest diuk. I want to be on. That's the greatest shasho of Ava. God, lomei Torah lishma, not for your own sake. You just want to know all the shame Torahs that Chaim V'Lashon learns. Zoychol etvarim harbe v'loy oid al nasa ohuv. So the Chaim V'Lashon kureim ahuha ohuvim. No, ohuv, you become ohuv by Hashem, not oyhev. Oyhev is one thing, you know, ohuv. Nasa ohuv. Reim ho ahuvim, he says, Rechaim Lojan. It's not the practice, Rechaim Lojan Daik. It's not the tachas of two, a couple, to become Reim ho oyavim. Reim ho oyavim is that you love them. But we know that's a false love, your love for them. Reim ho ahuvim, you have to be loved by them. That's the tachas of Reim ho ahuvim, not Reim ho oyavim. Rashi in Gishuv is much Reim ho oyavim, here's Reim ho ahuvim. The tzias of is to become Reim ho ahuvim. And that's the pshad, Rabbi Yisai. Before we learn Torah l'shmo, we learn Torah to v'kayim Hashem. Hashem sees the gvaldike mesirus, how much we give up. We want to understand this Torah, connect to the Torah. What this is, mamish, the rutzim of Hashem, the tremendous love that's shown, Rabbi Yisai, and the mesirus of Torah, Rabbi Yisai. That brings all the bracha of Torah, Rabbi Yisai, to the world. But it's an expression of reyim ha'huvim. You want to be ahuv by Hashem. That's the tachlis, Rabbi Yisai. And the same way Hashem wants to be ahuv by us. So that's why he said, v'yikhuli, give, make an asina, but a diva slave. The fact that you'll give, the fact that you'll give to him, that will create an ahuv mitzad you, and the fact that Rabbi Hashem gave to us the opportunity to be with him, that's a reyam ahuvim to him. He gave us the Torah, he gave us the greatest gift, that was the reyas ahuvim that Rabbi Hashem gave to us. We became ahuv to Rabbi Hashem through that. The Meila, the Shechinos, the Mishkan, the Migdash, Rabbi Yisai. That's the Tachlis, Rabbi Yisai. The Meila, a person has to understand that the connection and the kirva that we have to Rabbi Hashem is Meiridik, Rabbi Yisai. And Vada, we have to act heroic because we're dealing with somebody, obviously, with the Rabbeinu Shlom is Me'al, we can't talk about it. But we have to feel the connection, Rabbi Yisai. Reach over, reach over, reach over. There's expressions that we express. Vada Rabbeinu Shlom is not a Metzias, but we express there's a connection, Rabbi Yisai. When we dive, when we learn, when we do is do mitzvahs, Rabbi Yisai. It's an honor. It's not just about doing the tzivuyim, Rabbi Yisai. Man Torah is not just about doing the tzivuyim. It's connecting on a deep level, connecting on with an intimacy with the Rebbeinu Shlom, Rabbi Yisai. And that's the Metzias, Rabbi Yisai. That's the whole Yisod of Mishkan. That's why it could be, we thought it would be Deuch HaShabbos, because that's his Shabbos in Zman, is what Mishkan is in Mokoyim. Mishkan in Mokoyim is the place of Reim Ahuvim. Shabbos in Zman is the Zman of Reim Ahuvim, Rabbi Yisai. All the week. The whole week, Rabbi Yisai, we're busy. We're occupied with other things. Hashem wants to say, there's a where we have to do malachta. Avada, we have to connect. As the Gemara says, as Rabbi Shmuel holds, in Hanuk Bahem in the Torah, you have to be, but the Maisa was still distracted. But Shabbos and Zman is the Reim Ahuvim, Rabbi Yisai. Shabbos is Zman, we always speak about. Shabbos is Zman for Reus with the Ibarat. That's what we had a Havimina. Maybe Mishkan should be Dechah Shabbos, Prashkisisa. Because Mishkan is Mokoyim, we have the Reyes. So maybe we do the Shabbos, Kamash, we need the Reyes in Mokoyim, we need the Reyes in Zman, Rabbi Yisai. So Shabbos is another opportunity, Rabbi Yisai, to connect with a deep connection, intimacy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisai. We know that they talk about being misboided with the Baruch Hashem, talk to the Baruch Hashem on a personal level. What's enough to mean, Rabbi Yisai? We always talk about, a person, you know, wants to talk to the Baruch Hashem. We have three tefillahs, you talked about it, but it's wrong. Throughout the day, Rabbi Yisai, you can go with boidedus. They don't have to be blessed to do it either. Whenever you go talk to the Rebbeinu Shlom, speak with him. It's a reya. It's a friend. Avada, We have to understand the level. But we talk to him as a friend of Baisai. Tata. We talk to people that we know, how people talk to Tata, Tata. We talk with endearment, with a closeness with Baisai. As a kirva. We can talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom throughout the day, Baisai. We can talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom in an intimate level. We can talk to the Rebbeinu Shalom when we need things, not just in the tefillah, Baisai, all through the day. We can connect to Baisai. But that's the tafkid, the tachas of Mishkar of Baisai. For us, the Mishkar of Chante, Hashem wants to dwell in a personal relations. That's the leap shop of an ava to every individual. It's not just a collective thing. There's a collective connection with the Bnei Yisrael to Klal Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's kol echad ve'echad have a personal relationship with that. The Bnei Yisrael has many friends. All of Klal Yisrael is re'echa re'echa v'echa v'echa. We have an individual friendship. It's not really, it's a long-standing friendship. It's re'echa re'echa v'icha. It's many generations. But the Maisa, that friendship was nischanish by Hasinai at the matzav of Matan Torah, and that was nimshach into the Mishkan. That was the tachlis of the Mishkan. And that's what we have to understand, Rabbi Yisrael. The tachlis of the Mishkan, b'soichom, kol echa v'echa, shbizoicha, to connect. Get a kiva to the Rebbeinu Shlom. We have to understand we have that kiva, it's the greatest thing in the world. The person understands he's close, he's connected. He doesn't, there's no daigis, there's emunah, there's bitachon, there's merit de gezachra, to connect in an emes level with the Rebbeinu Shlom. But this is the whole tachlis of the chodesh, the chodesh of neis. It's with nisim hagluyim, is to see the nisim hanistorim, to see everything is neis, everything is the Rebbeinu Shlom, and to connect. The Ava, mitzvah Ava, Sanes, we mekabel the term Mechadosh. We say, Rabbi, that this see the mitzvah Hashem, this tkuf, Rabbi, is a murder of the time. Mishanishas Ador, Madim, Simcha, Chushirim says, what's Ador? Aleph, Dor. The Rebbeinu Shlom is Dor. Everything's always Dor, but there's a special time this year that Hashem makes his Dira, Aleph, Dor. He shows himself even more present with his presence, Rabbi Yisrael. Mishanichlas Odor, Aleph Dor, the Rebbeinu Shlom is the Aleph, his Dor b'tocheinu, his Marim b'simcha, the Simcha b'asah, when you feel the presence, you feel the connection, you feel the closeness, the reus of the Rebbeinu Shlom, it leads to a tremendous feeling of Simcha, Rabbi Yisrael. And Be'ez Hashem, that Simcha should be Mamshich. Rashi in Tanya says it's Mamshich into Nisan. Mishanichlas Marim b'simcha is also a Nisan. And Be'ez Hashem, through the Kota, we connect. We say to the embassy, Mishkan and Mikdash, by Sashlishim here, men of men.